supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what are some of the minefields couples have to navigate as they start infertility treatment?
Well, first of all, it's recognizing the reality that they're not able to do this on their own. They've tried and tried and tried. It's been disappointment after disappointment. It adds stress to both people in the relationship, and it adds stress to the relationship. So that's even before they go seek medical help for infertility.
And then treatment begins, and that is also very stressful.
Treatment alone is stressful. And add on to the stress, the drugs they use to increase probability of childbirth are hormone-laden drugs, which are going to increase emotions and emotional volatility, just adding more stress, potentially, to the marriage. Now, I don't want to say everybody goes through this. Many, many couples pull together. They hold hands. They support one another. But that's not 100%. And many others suffer a great deal through this. There's other issues going on, Mike. And there's shame. There's guilt. And often couples blame each other.
Even though the science advances all the time in terms of fertility treatments, the odds are still not all that great. So a lot of couples go through this grueling process, and at the end of it, there is not a successful pregnancy.
No. And you find, fertility doctors, they try their best. They're supportive, but I wonder, if they really understand the depth and breadth of the psychological issues. And I understand that a lot of infertility centers do offer counseling, but I think that should be expanded, and all couples should get some psychoeducation before they begin infertility treatments. It's just so helpful to get a lay of the land, and moreover, to feel like you're not alone in this process.
What kind of support do couples need when this process is over, whether or not there is a pregnancy or not?
First of all, they need to give themselves time and space, self-compassion. They need to give themselves room to grieve, and maybe even create a ritual to grieve their losses. They need that kind of support from themselves and from each other.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.